Today we're going to conclude the 10th parak of Maseches Shumos with Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to discuss the idea of tam transferring from one food to another. Now we've previously been assuming that vegetables of truma that are not a davar charif will not transfer tam when pickled with another vegetable. But we've been assuming, and this is what we paskin la halacha, what we've been assuming, that when two vegetables are cooked together, it doesn't matter if they're charif or not charif, tam is always going to transfer when you cook two items with each other. So that's what we paskin. But in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we're going to find several different shittos that don't hold that way. They disagree with that in different degrees, but they all disagree with that basic premise that cooking will always transfer tam. And the Mishnah is going to elaborate on these different opinions, none of which we paskin like. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol nishlakim mimatradim asurim. Anything that is slow cooked, nishlak means it's very slow cooked, it's well cooked, with trudim of truma, is usher to a non-kohen, dafka trudim. Trudim is a very sharp beat, and the shita is that because it's very sharp, and it's cooked, therefore the tam is going to transfer. Because trudim give tam to whatever it gets cooked with them. But regular vegetables will not give tam to other items, even when they're cooked together in the same pot. Rabbi Shimon is a second shita. Kruv shel shikya im kruv shel baal aser. If you have chulin cabbage that's grown in a field that needs to be watered because it doesn't have enough natural rainwater, so you need to water it in order for it to grow, and you have that cooked together with truma cabbage that's grown in a field that does not need to be watered because it's plenty moist from the rain, so the halacha is that the chulin cabbage becomes aser for someone who's not a kohen, mipreshu balea, because it has the ability to absorb the flavor from the truma cabbage. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon is telling us, in addition to trudin, there's another exception of when tam can transfer when two things are cooked together, and that is a very dry kind of cabbage will be able to absorb the flavor of a more moist kind of cabbage when the two are cooked together. So then we have Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda is a third opinion. Not any two types of food that are cooked together, it's never going to transfer tam from one to the other. It's going to be mutter, ela im habasar, unless something is cooked together with meat. When you have two different types of meat cooked together, then tam will transfer. Now, why in the world would that be so, that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that all of the things that are cooked together are not going to transfer tam? So the Bartanura comments in Dibra Maschil Rabbi Akiva Omer, which is a little bit odd. Why is it Dibra Maschil Rabbi Akiva Omer? Must be because Rabbi Bartanura is a different girsa in our Mishnah. He doesn't have Rabbi Yehuda, he has it as Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, he comments, Kol Iser Vehetar Mispashlim Zeim Zeh Veheim Min Echod. That's the key. It's a min bimino. It's two like kinds that are cooked together, mutarim, she'enos and tam, zeh b'zeh. The assumption is that min b'mino doesn't give tam at all, chutz mi basar aser, v'heter shen spashal yachad aser, except for meat, when you have meat that's mutar, meat that's aser, that get cooked together. And then the Bartzner is quick to point out, v'les hilchasa kechad me'anach tanoi, ele ketana kama bilvad, omer kol nechbash mutarim chutz min hachosas, av mevushalim eilu, shlokim kula, mevushalim ashlukim, kula. He says, we don't pasnak any of the tanaim in our Mishnah, we pasnak the tan in the previous Mishnah, that any time two things are cooked together, tam always transfers from one to the other. Now, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer talks about liver. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, HaKavir Oseres, if you have non-kosher liver that was cooked together with kosher food, that will aser the kosher food, because the flavor of the non-kosher liver will leave that liver and go into the kosher food that's in a pot with it. But Ve'ena Ne'eseres, if you have kosher liver that's cooked together with other food, that's cooked together with non-kosher food, the non-kosher food will have no impact on the kosher liver. Because the nature of liver is such that it's so full of blood, that it's so busy being polate the whole time, it's so busy expelling that which is absorbed inside of it, that it doesn't have any opportunity to receive that which comes from outside of itself. Now, Mishnah Yud Beis. Beis Hashem is Bashal B'Tavlin Asurin. it. If you have an egg that was cooked with spices that are usher, with tavlin, that's usher, whatever the isser is, whether it be truma, whether it be klein, whatever the isser is, the egg is going to be usher, afilu chelmon shela usher. Not only is the outer layer of the egg going to be usher, even the yolk of the egg is going to be usher, because we assume that the egg absorbs. The chiddush is over here that even though the egg is cooked even with its shell, we assume that the tam penetrates through the shell, through the white, and gets all the way to the yolk. And then the Mishnah just concludes by telling us that if you have water of truma, meaning water where truma was very well cooked, or water where truma vegetables were pickled in that water, so that water is asur for non-kohanim to be able to eat. And this does not agree with the Tanayim of the last Mishnah, who say that vegetables never give flavor when they're pickled. This assumes like the Tana of Mishnah Yud, because that Tana asurs vegetables that are pickled together with truma vegetables when the truma vegetables are sharp. So it must be, even though our Mishnah doesn't say it, Mishnah Rishonim points out, it must be that we're talking about sharp truma vegetables. So I'm at a Dover Charif over here. We're not talking about just regular truma vegetables, because we have seen no previous Tana that holds that pickling bland truma vegetables will cause the water to become asur. So to quickly review, Mishnah Yud Aleph taught us three different shitos in Tanaim about transferring tam through the process of cooking. We pass like none of them, but Rabbi Yossi says the only vegetable that transfers tam through cooking is trudim, which is some type of very sharp beet. Rabbi Shimon says even dry cabbage can absorb tam from moist cabbage, and Rabbi Yehuda says no two things cooked together will give tam except for meat. And then we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who told us that the halacha by livers is that a liver will always expel tam, but will never absorb tam. So a non-kosher liver will asur everything else that's cooked in a pot with it, but a kosher liver will not become asur by being cooked with non-kosher items. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that if you cook an egg with non-kosher spices, the entire egg becomes asur, even the yolk of the egg, it fully absorbs through and through. And then the last line of the Mishnah was that if you have water where truma was either cooked or soaked, that water is going to be usher for non-kohanim. And we said that must be assuming, like the shita, that the tam can transfer by soaking or by pickling, even without any cooking, when it's a davar charif, and it must be working with the assumption that the truma that we're talking about happens to be a davar charif. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph of Maseches Trumos, which is the final Perek of Maseches Trumos.